Welcome to the Well One Connection, a podcast from Huron Regional Medical Center. The right care is right here.
So I'm here today with Danielle Ratchin, and you have your doctorate in nursing practice, and you are a adult medicine provider here at the HRMC Physicians Clinic. Previously had seen patients for how many years here in town at Cheddar Home Clinic?
Well, 5 years as a provider, and then it kind of all jumbles because I was a nurse at Cheddar Home all of my nursing career too. So a total of, I've been at Cheddar Home 14 years. So yeah. Long enough.
Yeah. Well, we're really pleased and happy to have you here caring for our community and at our clinic. We just want to talk a little bit today about the communication methods between a provider and a patient. I know myself as a patient, it's really important to have that clear communication with our provider. And so that's kind of why we're here today. But first, before that, many of your patients obviously know you very well, but just tell us a little bit about yourself.
Sure. So I grew up close to Huron in Hitchcock, and so this is my hometown, I would say. I was really eager to come fresh out of nursing school to the Cheddar Home when Dr. Robert offered me the job and Doreen. And so I love taking care of people that I know. And while I was there, Dr. Miner and Dr. Robert encouraged me, I would say, to go back to school to be a nurse practitioner, which is something I'd thought about since high school. So everything fell into place, and I was really blessed to have some really great mentors as I went back to school and got started in my practice. Besides being a nurse practitioner, yes, I'm married. My husband's a pastor at the church in Tulare. We have 4 kids, and so, yes, I wear several hats. And love every hat that I wear. So, yeah.
Yeah, so talking about wearing all those hats, sometimes as a patient, you know, when we're not feeling good, we want to feel better. Obviously, this is your hometown. People know you very well. You've been taking care of people, so maybe as a nurse before and now as their practitioner for a very long time. Sometimes people might think it's just really easy. Hey, I'm just gonna text Danielle. You don't mind that. But better way for the system to work correctly and ensure that that patient gets exactly what they need.
Yeah, it's a tough thing because I've always prided myself on being available to my patients, and I do. It's something that I want to be able to help people out when I can, but at the same time, I also have to have some boundaries so that I'm not half-minded when I'm, you know, at a ball game or a concert or doing something like that. So I had put this Facebook post out, and that was kind of what caught your attention, was that boundary setting, I would say. There's just a lot of things that I guess people would text or message me about through social media that could be handled easier and in a more streamlined process. That's kind of why I thought it would be a good idea to just let people know how best to go about contacting us to get their needs taken care of.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think we all live in a world, right, where it's like technology has made everything so easy to get what you want exactly when you need it. And we want to do that here. So we do have a portal. So if somebody's thinking about that refill that they need and it's Sunday night at 9:00, they don't necessarily have to text you or Facebook message you because those methods are not necessarily HIPAA compliant, for one.
Yeah.
And you know, you might forget that you get that text because once you check it, it's gone.
Yeah,
you know, it has to live in your mind.
That's one of the worst things. You know, I might look at something and say, oh yeah, I'll do that. And then by the time get to time to do it, I've had 20 more text messages and that has left my mind. And so I feel bad that I've done that, but yet, you talk about technology too. Most of the local pharmacies have apps. So for pharmacy refills, it's really so much easier actually if you contact the pharmacy, even than the nurses here, because they just send a nice automatic request refill through the system, and my nurses can take care of that, ask me questions as they need fit. So, if you have the Lewis app, there it is, refill my prescription. We get here Monday morning and it's right there waiting for us. So,
yeah,
technology can be great. The portal is nice. The portal's nice too. I have a wonderful desk nurse, and so she is constantly seeing those messages come in. That's a nice option. It's pretty simple to get set up and the patients that are using it seem to be really liking it.
Yeah, yeah, very easy to get set up. We have links to that on both our HRMC website as well as the Physicians Clinic website. You can self-enroll, so you just need a social security number. It gives you that information, and then you can find your provider and drop down and send a message. So they can send a message to your team. You can view your labs in there and see a lot of that information that maybe they're calling you for because they need to see, or they were wondering what that lab is, and maybe it's right in the portal. So when we talk about technology, we also have a phone system here. I know when you were at Children's Home, there were less providers. You know, you were a smaller clinic. Here we have a number of providers, and so we developed a phone system to most appropriately route patients to their care team. So your nursing staff really know your patients. And how does that process work when they call and they call in, they press 1 for English, they can press 2 to get directly to you. There's a number of providers, everybody kind of has their specific number. How does that work when you get a call through that about something that you need to follow up on?
Right, so I think going back to kind of since we have moved, there was some initial frustrations. And so I'd just like to start out by saying, be patient and understand that this has been a work in progress, but I think it's one that's come a long ways. So I have patients that a lot of times will complain, well, I don't want to leave a message. And I'll say, I understand that, but we have a really high call volume. And so my desk nurse is only one nurse. So if you leave a message, I have somebody that's constantly checking those, and she's going to get back to you and, you know, be able to, if you give us a little bit of information, it's going to help speed the process, because then she can relay that message to me, and then we can get back to you quicker. So again, the phone system, although it's been a process, I think we're making really good progress with that.
Yeah, and so it's kind of all about helping you as the provider help your patients.
Exactly.
So in summary, Danielle, we really appreciate you sharing this information and being open and honest and sharing that, you know, obviously, you know, you're caring for the health and well-being of many patients, health and well-being of your family, and then your own health and well-being is also important, and you need to be best here for your patients. And so to best help you and the other providers here at the HRMC Physicians Clinic best serve their patients, we do encourage all of our patients to utilize our phone system by calling 605-353-7660. Listening to the prompts will direct you to the care team of your specific provider. Also, we would encourage patients to use the Healthy Life patient portal if they are so inclined, and that portal is accessible on our website, both at HuronRegional.org and HRMCPhysiciansClinic.org. Danielle, thanks so much for sharing with us today.
Thanks for listening to the Well One Connection. This podcast is informational only and not intended to replace the advice of your healthcare provider. Huron Regional Medical Center, online at HuronRegional.org.